I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Well, it is just a few days before Halloween, so we are sneaking in a Halloween special for The Rough Draft Diaries. Today, we're talking to Christopher Tillman.
When I'm not busy working 40 hours a week, I spend my free time chasing down all kinds of history and legend right here in Northwest Ohio.
Christopher created Haunted Toledo, a website and YouTube channel dedicated to researching, documenting, and preserving some of Ohio's most popular legends. Now, I began our interview with Haunted Toledo in a very similar fashion to how Haunted Toledo began itself. I came looking for a good, spooky ghost story and was surprised to find something else.
Haunted Toledo started in 2012, and I was a little bit more focused on the ghost stories back then, but it wasn't until about 2016, thereabouts, that I really began searching out these historical stories from our area that are tied to some sort of legend. One of the weird things is I was never really a big fan of history until I started, you know, chasing down these ghost stories and trying to figure out, were they based on any type of actual event or person, or, you know, just a famous building. I learned more about Toledo's history just from the ghost stories, and it's just amazing that a lot of people don't know what kind of historical gems we have in this town. So that's why I like pursuing stories like this, because it ends up, you're entertaining people with a ghost story and some weird experiences, and you're also giving them some highlights about their town that they probably, you know, never learned about growing up.
And one of those stories involve Toledo's Repertoire Theater.
I had heard for years that, you know, actors and production staff were having some interesting experiences inside the building, and we finally were able to get in there and take a look around. And this is a place where, and I mean, there's nothing bad happening or anything, nothing really off the wall. It's just people would have things come up missing. They'd set their car keys down or a cell phone, and they'd turn to go back and get them, and they're gone. And, you know, after a while, they would show up in the weirdest of places. And this is also an area of the building where we caught a voice on audio. It was captured about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. And it's the voice of a little girl calling out for her mother. And when you look back into the history of that property, about 1907, 1906, there was a girl named Mary Sullivan that lived in a house which used to sit on the parking lot of the Rep. And she was, according to the newspaper articles, she was headed across the street to go to the store for her mother. She had a stroke when she was younger, and so had a pronounced limp. And as she was crossing the street, she was hit by a streetcar. So we think that Mary Sullivan is the resident ghost at the Rep. I'm not quick to say that things are haunted. But for this, you know, you can't deny that there was no kids in the building. There was nobody in the attic when that was recorded. So it's a very weird experience in that building.
It's the perfect combination for Haunted Toledo, a scary story with a side of history. But as Christopher mentioned earlier, as the years go on, his interest seems to have shifted. Not so much to have the best paranormal experience, but instead to capture the history and the land around him.
And one of the big things too was in 2016 when we were looking at getting into Riverside Hospital. And we struggled for up into 2018 to get inside Riverside Hospital because we knew that they were going to knock the building down. And the building had a lot of really, people had some strong ties to that building. And it's where they welcomed new family members into the world. They said goodbye to other family members. People were writing in talking about, yeah, I broke my arm and had to go to Riverside, and it's a shame to get to knock the building down. I mean, everybody seemed to have a story about that building. This was also at a time when some of the legends and the stories that I was learning about across the state, these buildings were being condemned and torn down, or they were, you know, a developer bought the land and he was going to knock the building down. And I started thinking about, you know, as you lose these buildings, it's also, you know, do you lose the history too? Do you lose your legend? And so I started thinking about the importance of history and legend combined together. And if you lose one, do you lose the other? Like Riverside now, I mean, people don't really, it's just like an open field now. And in a generation or two, people are going to forget that building was even there. And so when we went in, we were given permission to film for like 14 hours inside that building. One of the goals was not just to tell the ghost story and tell the legends, but also kind of preserve that building on video for, you know, future generations, that this building used to be here. And this is the history of that building and what it meant to Toledo. And hopefully at the same time, we entertain them with some of the ghost stories which happened to pop up inside that building over the years it was in existence. So it's a weird way of teaching history, but it's kind of a fun way, I think.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.